You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Big CY, Corporate Greg, Mason Ireland. Friday before Santa Day. That's sort of like calling Thanksgiving Turkey Day. We were discussing various Christmas gifts, habits, maybe not traditions, but
Jackson
different things.
Christmas songs.
By the way, Christmas being on a Monday
sucks.
Is a very interesting time. I'm big on what days of the week holidays are best on, and this one is a weird one because you don't get any leeway on either side. You know what I'm saying? You get Christmas is Monday, therefore you're pretty much working up until Friday. Hi, guys, a.k.a. hi, bosses. You're working up until Friday. Monday, then you get just that week. And then the next week, you're back on, buddy.
Yeah,
there's
Tuesday.
No like sort of 3 weeks are all kind of jammed up because nobody's really doing anything. It's like, bang, it's right in the middle. You better get your behind back to work on January 3rd or else you're slacking.
Yeah, well, it's actually January 2nd.
Second, whatever it is.
Yeah, Tuesday is the second. So, yeah, everyone's back except for Sedano and Cap. They're not going to be back. So
for a minute.
Yeah, no, not for – well, Sedano's back for the rest of the week after that.
Oh.
Not Kaplan. Kaplan's off for the entire week.
Well, my dad came to visit me, so he had to deal with an airport situation when he was traveling, and he made it through, which was fantastic. I happen to live close to the airport, so that was easy. But, Laura, you told me an incredible story, which was incredible for two reasons. Number one – and maybe this is just me as somebody that has only lived here for 3 years. Getting rides to and from the airport is not exactly something that people are really willing to do or offer for friends. It's not within the accepted social code of even like an expectation among friends. Not only did you give Emma a ride to the airport, Laura, but please tell the people when you did it.
So... backstory really quick. Em obviously is not from LA. She's not, she lives in the East. Her
she's
family
going
lives,
home. Yeah.
She's going home. So
Virginia.
Yes. Yeah, so she was mentioning how, she had to get an Uber and all this stuff. And I was like, well, when's your flight? She goes, 5 a.m. And I was like, oh, okay. I could see why that's going to be an issue. There's not a lot of Ubers around at that time.
Right.
And I said, okay, well, you know what? Keep me posted. Depending, what day do you leave? She said, Friday. I said, oh, I might be able to take you to the airport. What time are you trying to go? I was thinking like 4 because I'm a late, get to the airport person.
Sure.
I got global entry, whatever. So I was thinking like 4. She's like, oh, I want to be there like maybe 3:30. And I was like, oh, okay, well, keep
smart.
Me posted.
That's very smart by her, by the way.
Extremely I know.
Some of the biggest traffic jams I've ever seen at LAX were pre-dawn, midweek, where at like 6 in the morning, that place is...
Oh, yeah. Six
and
is
around disgusting. The holidays? Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Get
so
there
she,
early.
So she said early. I was like, okay, just keep me posted. Yada, yada, yada. This was early in the week. And then yesterday I was like, hey, I can take you. Let me know what time you want me to be at your place. We don't live far from each other. She lives in around here in the LA area. I also live here. So it wasn't like a far drive for me, but I had to be there at 3. I got there at 2:55. Around to her place.
Early.
I got there early. Took her. We had an interesting conversation about the Rams. I don't know. For me, I don't find it like incredibly nice. But like I was telling Greg, I live here, right? Live here. I grew up here. I've had friends for over 20 years. And I know that if I need to go to the airport at a random ass. Ooh, I can say that right. Random time.
Yeah. You just said.
I did. So a random time, they're gonna be like, okay. They're gonna do it.
Right.
But her being from Virginia, and I'm not saying she doesn't have friends here. That's not what I'm trying to say, people. But it's also a work day.
That's true.
Lucky enough that I can get to work a little later. So I was able to pull through and I was like, I'm gonna take you.
That is admirable on a level that I must applaud. Radio clap for that. Greg, who was the last person that you were not related to or perhaps once had been related to in some way or another that you just took to the airport because they asked you or vice versa?
So probably never.
really?
I mean, Look, if you ask me to take you to the airport, I'll take you to the airport. But there's just it doesn't happen.
Yeah, people don't ask. She didn't ask, by the way. She did not ask. I offered.
I find that fascinating. Like, LAX, is it a busy airport? Of course.
Yeah.
Is it one of the busiest airports in America? Absolutely. But it's something really funny to me about the culture here where people are like, an airport ride? Are you insane? Why would you even ask me for that if you were not, you know, let's just say betrothed to me or otherwise? That is hilarious to me. You know, and I fly a lot, obviously, for work. And so when I was choosing a place to live, being on this side close to the airport was a major part of my decision because I knew that exact thing. So I actually really like LAX. LAX is ameliorated by a factor of 10 if you don't have to travel more than 20 minutes to get there. You know what I'm saying? I'm 5-10 minutes away from that joint. So it is a quick popover, and I actually genuinely enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, they're really building it up. Like, it's actually becoming a very nice place. They're doing a lot of good things there.
Like, listen, as someone who has traveled, not as much as Clint, because I know Clint does it for work.
Yeah.
But I did travel a lot pre-pandemic, and my mom was like, she's older, so she wasn't with it. But if you know your way around the airport, you know how to get in and out. Like,
yes.
I knew where she was going. And it was like, okay, I can drop her off at Terminal 1 because it's Southwest and then literally go all the way to the left and like exit out.
There's that cutover.
It's a cutover. So if you know that, you're good. But if you don't, it's going to be a little bit difficult. But that's why you look at things ahead of time, people.
I was almost in an action movie basically one time because I told the guy, I was like, look, I'm running late. I cannot miss this flight, my man. You have carte blanche to step on it. And we're going to the airport. He was like, my dude, I got just the route. And he ends up like swinging around a couple ramps I'd never seen before and going through a parking lot I'm pretty sure he wasn't supposed to go to. But he got me to a place on time. So I was happy about that. Was it packed when you were there?
It wasn't. But again, it's the traffic was flowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they expanded. They're expanding on it. So it's getting easier and easier. Yeah.
I can't imagine getting on. People always ask me, oh, are you going back to D.C.? I'm like, are you crazy? You think I'm going to get on a plane right now with all these people jamming up the lines after I've been flying around all semester, if you want to call it that, and going home to the cold?
I love that.
Absolutely not.
He's in school.
Absolutely not. Cannot deal with it. Can't work with him. Can't win with him.
Can't do it.
So we've been talking about the Dodgers and where things are going now with this team. And we're going to dive into this a little bit more after the break. But I just want to reset this with you, Greg, quickly. Ohtani signs, Glasnow signs, Yamamoto signs. Traded and then re-signed, or rather extended. Mm-hmm. And then Yamamoto signs. Never mind the posting fee, which is also a crazy amount of money. I mean, $1 billion is $1 billion, Greg. How realistic is it that anybody can live up to that contract in actual baseball terms, in your opinion?
So there is actual baseball terms, and you should be very well aware of it. The Washington Nationals gave $1 billion to three pitchers. They gave it to Strasburg, Scherzer, and Corbin, and they won a championship. So
Strasburg got the money after, but go ahead.
But yeah, but it came. They were paying $1 billion to three players, so that it was all there. So it can still happen here with the Dodgers having all three of those guys, and also I think the Rangers just gave like $700 million to three guys, and Trevor Siemian, Jacob DeGrom, and Corey Seager. So there's money is being thrown out all over the place right now, and it's not just the Dodgers doing this. It looks so much bigger because Shohei Ohtani got $700 million, which is just bananas. It's such a big contract, but he kind of deserves it because when and if he starts pitching again, it makes sense. And how much he brings outside of all of that, the amount of revenue they're going to get from ticket sales and for jersey sales and to get into the place and the food sales, all of it, it's going to pay for itself and with the Japanese market at the same time. So it's going to work out. I think this can actually work, and that's and using your baseball terms, the Nationals and the Rangers both did it.
The Rangers paid that money for two everyday infielders, one of which was a former Dodger. So that's a slightly different move to me. Last year, Mets, Yankees, Padres, three highest payrolls in the bigs. The number of those teams that made it to the playoffs rhymes with hero. I mean, I think that it puts a really, really major spotlight on the Dodgers in a way that it's easy for Dodgers fans to act like that spotlight is always there. It's not. Trust me. Now it is in a way that I don't think the Dodgers have taken the heel turn that a lot of fans kind of want to embrace as a role. I think there's a lot of people that look at that and say, yo, this better work, you guys, because, like, sure, you can justify the money for the sake of making it back, but is this really the best baseball team you can build just because you're paying the most cash? It's an interesting question.
So I think that this team already has the infrastructure. All the guys that are here, for the most part, have been here for at least a couple of years, and since 2020 for the most part. Those other teams were bringing a whole bunch of dudes into and trying to build off of that. You brought everybody here. They're both Shohei, Yamamoto, and Glasnow are coming into an already set team that won 100 games. So I think it's a little bit different in that sense. You're just getting better.
A little bit. I mean, the Padres, you know, listen, that they had a larger structural function that I think was a little different. But the Dodgers are still a team that are a cohesion of parts that many of whom, more than usual, at least when they've been successful, have come from other places. So we'll see. Coming up, we are finally going to get to the player who's actually played with Yamamoto and what he has to say about what the Dodgers can expect from the pitcher. I'm Clinton Yates. He's Greg Bergman. This is Mason in Ireland on ESPN 710.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Navidad. Big CY, Corporate Greg, Mason in Ireland, Christmas Friday. Gonna read some tweets here from the Mafia. Mailman Matt says, if that movie's not called Ludacrismas, I don't want no part of it.
Ooh,
that was a great
that
tweet.
That should have been what it was
Brian
called.
Brian Ojeda says, The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix. Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus is low-key underrated. I recommend it. Ludacrismas is a movie I would watch right now, tomorrow, and the next day for the rest of my life, every Christmas. Even, I don't care what it's about. You just make a movie called Ludacrismas, and I'd be into it.
You'd stop watching The Godfather on Christmas
pretty
and watch
much.
This.
Yeah, that's something new. I know The Godfather by heart, and I've read the book a million times, so I don't need to see that anymore. I'm just entertaining myself. Ludacrismas, new stuff. All right, so Yamamoto signs. He takes all his money up front, by the way, from the Dodgers. He says, no deferrals for me. Thank you very much. And a lot of people sort of feel that he's a bit of a mystery in terms of a pitcher. He's got 5 to maybe 6 pitches. People have seen his delivery. He does this kind of look-away deal where he takes his eyes off the target and then comes back to it. Curveball action is tremendous, 12-6 stuff. But most people, for the most part, say, oh, he won the Cy Young Award in Japan the last 2-3 years or whatever it may be. But they don't really know much about the guy. Well, one guy who played with Yamamoto, well, his name is Adam Jones. Let's hear what he had to say about it.
I know him personally. He was my teammate for 2 years. I was with him and Yoshida. So I first seen both of them. I'm just like, oh, yeah, you guys can ball. Y'all don't want to be here no more. Y'all want to get over to America. What teams are going to get is somebody who is posted. He's made all his starts. He's healthy. He works. He is a tireless worker. Like, I seen the guy on his days off that he shouldn't even come in. He's out there working. He's flexible, stretches, gets his throwing in. I think he throws a little bit too damn much, but what do I know? My arm don't hurt because I ain't got to do it no more. He has these darts that he throws, and it's pretty impressive how he throws them, and he's throwing them, you know, 100 plus 200 feet. I think he likes the big spot. I think he likes and wants to win. By him being on the WBC team, the team Oryx Buffalo's back-to-back champions in Japan, he's tasted success in the last 2-3 years. And even my last year in 21, we lost the finals, but we got there. So the last 3 years, he's been in the thick of it in a winning situation. I don't think he would like to come over to America and just take the money and go to a losing situation. So I think the teams that have the best chance to win have the best chance to landing him.
Okay. I love it. That was Adam Jones from a TikTok I found. I believe he was talking on the Foul Territory podcast. What are your thoughts on those comments from former Team USA captain and obvious longtime big leaguer Adam Jones?
Oh, Adam Jones was a hell of a player too. But yeah, I love those comments. Everything that I hear from that says that he wants to win, he's trying to win, that he's tireless, that he kind of goes out, has maybe a little bit of a Kershaw-esque thing where he has a routine that he sticks to. I think that was all extremely positive. If anything, that made me more excited that Yamamoto's coming. What are you talking about?
Good. I'm glad you like that. I mean, the reason why I said that I think Yamamoto is actually sort of right now the more important signing to this team is exactly that reason. One thing AJ said there was he posts. For those that don't know what that means in baseball terms, it means this dude plays when he's scheduled to play, which is important for a team that has had so much turnover as far as arms are concerned with the pitching staff, Greg. Stability at this phase is as important as anything else, because last season it was always kind of a convenient excuse as to why one thing wasn't going right or one thing was, but ultimately the pitching staff proved to be the most volatile and it created a real issue with them. Yamamoto being a sturdy player is as important to me as him being one that blows everybody away.
Yeah, I mean that's very helpful, especially when you're bringing in Tyler Glasnow, who has been hurt a lot. He's only pitched more than 100 innings twice in his career, and I don't think more than 122 in his entire career. So having somebody like that would be very, very nice. Also, last year it was tough. Dustin May could have been a Cy Young candidate if he stayed healthy. He did not stay healthy and has to have a second Tommy John. Tony Gonsolin, another Tommy John. We don't want to talk about Julio Rios, but that took it all away. Clayton Kershaw became your number one starter when he was supposed to be a 3, 4, or 5 starter this last year. So, yes, having somebody like Yamamoto that can come in and be consistent and pitch every single time he's supposed to, I'm all in.
I also love the idea that he's not camera shy, and not because of any sort of juxtaposition against Otani or any sort of preference for me. I do think there is something to be said for personality on this team. Mookie's obviously got a lot of personality. Freddie obviously has a lot of personality too. They had their bits going all last year, but in terms of bringing new people to the squad, you know, one of the things about Shohei that is obviously a big part of his personality is his secrecy and his shyness and his privacy, as people call it. And, you know, I respect that, but somebody who wants to embrace the fact that, oh yeah, I'm the big dog. I'm coming over, and I want people to know that I'm the one who's going to turn something around from the mound, and I'm the one who wants the ball in a big situation. I think there's a lot of value of that. I think there's a lot of value for that in Los Angeles specifically, and I do think that there is something to that that is as attractive, if not more, than everybody likes you anyway, so you hide, as opposed to, yeah, I'm the guy. What do you want to know? Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
Yeah, see, always give me the guy that wants the ball. Absolutely. In every sport, you want the guy that's going to want the ball when it matters. I think Shohei, yes, his secrecy is a real thing, but he's a guy that he proves it on the field day in, day out, so you kind of give him a pass. If it's a guy like Mike Trout who doesn't show you that he likes the moment as much, but he can be a good player, I think that's kind of the hiding that you're talking about, and that's not the type of guy that I think LA wants or needs. Yamamoto seems to be the opposite of that.
Oh, I'm referring to Otani. Don't get it twisted. I do think that Otani's secrecy and guardedness is not exactly a hurdle to his fame, not remotely. But I do think there's an element of that that I don't want to say he could improve his reputation, because he's got a stellar one. The guy's my favorite player in the bigs, effectively. But there is something that I think goes wanting when a guy like that basically has to hold a whole press conference so that people can find out the name of his dog. Sidebar. I'll tell you a quick story about that press conference as I was there in a second. But I do think that show love to ESPN LA. Great time to be a Dodger supporter. I love LA. Thank you, Adam Odato. But what I'm saying is that, like, there is room for growth when it comes to learning about who Otani is. And I think that there's a big difference, obviously, between Anaheim and here when it comes to who that player can be, Greg. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just hide in the shadows if you're the DH for the Dodgers. That's just not an option the same way. Whether or not it suits his personality as much, Otani, that is, we're yet to see.
So I think that you can tell that maybe that might have changed. And I agree with you to a certain extent. But last night shows me that he might not actually be that guy. That he went to the Rams game at a huge Rams game on a Thursday night and was walking around on the field. He went into the locker room after the game to talk to Matthew Stafford, talk to Coach Sean McVay, talk to a whole bunch of people, and do social media with the Rams during that whole time. I think some of our guys got a bunch of social media with him as well. But at the same time, he's going out there and he's showing look, I'm here. I'm the face. I'm going to be out here. So I think all the things you're talking about may be going away if that's in any indication. So, and also, real fast, shout out to the Rams social media team for what they're doing there, because they also had a Yamamoto jersey even though before he signed. Pretty cool.
Nice. Are you buying this, Laura, that all of a sudden Shohei Ohtani is a social butterfly because he showed up at a Rams game?
Okay, so here's my thought. I initially thought he might not adjust to the LA lights.
Yeah.
But what if he was like that because of where he was?
Yep.
Like the Angels, like they're listen, I know we have Angel fans out there, but it's just
they all hate me anyway. It's okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's a trash organization from the, you know what I'm saying? From
I mean,
I'm serious. From the ownership, like through, you know, there's a lot there that we can unpack, but maybe that's why, because he's like, I'm not even proud to really be here, quote unquote, maybe when he started. But then as his career went, like, we're not going anywhere. So why am I going to be out here showing out? But now you're with an organization that is loved. People love the Dodgers. People, to you, both of you guys, talk about how loyal the fans are and what we're willing to do. So now he's like, yo, let's go. And the fact that the Rams showed him love, like, I love that. And I love that he was open to do that, because it contradicts everything that we've seen him in, as an Angel. So I love it.
Your environment matters, Clinton. And I think you would agree with that. That environment is not conducive to being somebody, especially when the other star on that there is not that way. He's not out in the public. He's not doing a lot of things. He's very, very quiet. Where that's not the case here in LA with the Dodgers. So I think he knew what he was getting into when he got here, and he's starting
to show it and embrace it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
He pulled that like jersey open move like he was Superman. Yeah. Like, that's
dude, he looked good.
Come on, like, you love it. You love it,
bro. Like, what are
he looked good.
You're going with
Puka, by the way, has to throw out the first pitch of the first Dodgers game this year, right? Home game, right?
I mean, sure, why not?
I mean, that has to happen. Like,
why?
That dude
because
is a 17? Yes, that, and the guy ends up being a rookie of the year. Like, I mean, this is a no-brainer to me. That would seem to be an obvious move.
Oh, it would be. It's a perfect move, and especially if they do something. Puka Nacua has been fantastic. We can get into that in just a little bit, but the fact of the matter is that dude has been on fire from the beginning of the season, and it hasn't slowed down.
What do we got next, Lauda?
We're going to talk more Rams and Puka, apparently.
All right,
so I'm
more
good
Rams,
with that.
Okay. All right, we're flying a little bit blind here. I figured, you know, I'd ask because you guys are there in the studio, and I'm here at home enjoying my lovely scented candles. I'm Clinton Yates. He's Greg Bergman. It's Mason in Ireland on ESPN 710.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
If nothing else on this Friday, you have gotten a delightful playlist.
Hey, we're delightful, too.
It has been very nice.
I was like, we are delightful, too.
I,
hold up.
I specifically sent her a playlist before the show. I was like, play songs from this, please. So yes, that worked out. Big CY, Corporate Greg, Clinton Yates, Greg Bergman, Mason in Ireland here on a Friday. Laura, you mentioned that when you gave M a ride to the airport that you had a conversation about the Rams.
Yes.
We discussed Puka Nacua a little bit last segment. What was the conversation you all had, Emily, obviously a part of our Rams coverage team week in and week out here at ESPN 710?
So M knows that I'm a Rams fan and she's a Steelers fan, but she says working with a team has really gotten her to have a soft spot for them. And of course, she wants them to win.
Of course.
And one thing that she mentioned from last night's game was the crowd. She was, I actually saw a lot of Rams fans in those seats, which is, you know, we get criticized a lot for. People are like, oh, you guys, your house is always being taken over, XYZ. Mm-hmm. And she goes, this is one of the games. She goes, yeah, it was the Saints. I get it. But it was nice to see people in those seats wearing the jersey, representing LA. And they were loud. And it was, yes, again, it was an important game. But it was also cold. It was also raining. Yep. And the fact that people showed up and showed out, like, she's like, that's dope to see. You know? So I really like that because we get a lot of heat, especially me being a new Rams fan.
Right.
And I'm like, listen, it's a whole situation and I've talked about it, but it was dope to hear that. And for somebody who's not, quote unquote, a fan, to acknowledge that. So I really like that.
So I, go ahead.
Go ahead, Greg. My bad.
No. I was going to say, as someone that's from LA and has been in this my entire life when it comes to the football teams, they're doing a very good job of what they need to do to get fans, the
yep.
Rams are.
Agreed.
So it's always, it's for the most part, even though they're not here and they're in Vegas, it's, the Raiders are just built within this community
yeah,
for the most part.
They're embedded
but
here.
They're doing the right things. They're getting younger fans that are going to grow mm-hmm. up to be to mm-hmm. be that mm-hmm. point. So it's and having these like going into the Super Bowl twice already in Sean McVay's career is a good thing. Making it to the playoffs over and over again and only having that one losing season, that helps you move forward. And so eventually more and more people are going to start realizing, okay, we can go see our team every single week if mm-hmm. we become Rams fans. So it is starting to grow. Saying that, still a Raiders town. We'll always be a Raiders
town. I get that.
But there's going to be people that – they're different conferences,
yeah.
so you
yeah.
can like both.
I think, you know, it's interesting because – what does Mace call it? The Ramley?
The Ramley.
Whose house?
Rams house.
Et cetera, et cetera. I do think there's an interesting discussion. I mean, sure, it'll always be a Raiders town, but I – That's an ongoing discussion here in LA that has multiple two-sport sort of situations within the area. I don't know that any one team is competing. I mean, they're competing on the field, but I think you're right, Greg. Like, Rams fans aren't – the Rams, rather, and to some extent the Chargers, like, they're not trying to poach other fans.
No.
They're trying to grow fans
yep.
from what is available in the population. And that's mm-hmm. that's always the smarter way to go. This is something that, you know – I think a lot of people sort of don't understand when it comes to what some of these teams are trying to do. They're not trying to steal anybody or be the team in town. They're just trying to grow to viability, you know, as best they can. So that's good to hear, I would say, you know, just from an experience standpoint. Now, I was watching the game on mute, I will admit, so I did not necessarily hear the effects of said crowd, but that strikes me as a good thing overall, Greg, that yeah. the Rams are actually pulling people?
Yes, it absolutely does. And there are, another thing they're doing, my daughter's 12 years old and goes mm-hmm. to school in middle school in, you know, Westlake, Thousand Oaks-ish area. They bring Rampage to there. They bring a player to the schools, at the middle schools, elementary schools. So they're building that fan base from the ground up. It's a smart thing to do, and it's going to grow as years go on.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it the absolute correct way. One thing I want to get to for you real fast, Clinton, is
yeah.
multiple people on Twitter are saying Hideo Nomo should be throwing out the first pitch
I love
on
that
opening
idea.
Day. And I am with you. I love that idea.
Okay. I mean, that seems a little on the nose, but sure.
Well, I mean, it's a Dodger pitcher from Japan that had a great, great career here. It was a part of it, was a rookie of the year, was a fantastic part of it. They didn't win much, but he had he got no hitters in Coors Field, mind you. So I think he's a big part of this culture, this a big part of the Dodgers' history. Too.
Is he? I mean, this is an honest question because I have not seen Hideo Nomo at the ballpark one time since I moved here. I'm just asking, like, what his relationship is with the team.
So I don't know exactly what the relationship with the team is, but he was a big part of my childhood. Like,
no. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about his relationship with the team right now.
I can't.
That's what
know.
I'm referring to.
I can't answer that.
Okay, that's why I brought it up.
I think it's
I was
a cultural
like,
thing, though, right? Like, what he obviously ties into, because Greg and I were talking about it during the break, and I was like, yo, that's a good
idea. It is a good idea. No, absolutely. I do think it's a good idea. I think the only reason I say it's a little on the nose is because, well, it is.
Well, because he's Japanese.
Yeah, Hideo Nomo, to me, I mean, I guess I do primarily identify him as a Dodger in my mind's eye. I just haven't seen that much of him around the ballpark. That's all. And so I was just wondering how feasible that might be. But that is a good idea. I wonder, the only reason I said Puka Nacua is because he had the lucky opportunity to get his jersey worn by Shohei. I feel like, you know, that if that's the guy and you show up and you have a big night, it's like, oh, you know what? You won the luck of the draw. You know, like you see those commercials, Greg, where people go to the grocery store and they're getting ready to buy stuff and like, oh, you're the 100th customer. Boom! All the balloons pop out and you get a free kind of thing. I feel like that's the position Puka Nacua was in because he happens to have the same number as Shohei. So it'd be a fun bit.
Sure. I mean, he will be throwing out first pitches at Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. It's probably not opening day. What'd you have, Brian?
Oh, I just agree with the Hideo Nomo and the whole aspect of him being the, you know, Japanese Dodger pitcher and the whole culture of it all. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. A lot of Hideo Nomo fans.
There's also something going on here. I just got Graham Metzger and our social team just sent this to me. Apparently, I did not know this, but an hour ago, they put out a poll for you and I. It was the Dodgers have sky-high expectations after their free agency spending spree. Corporate Greg says the Dodgers need to win 3 championships over Ohtani's 10 years. Clinton Yates says pump the brakes. Who do you agree with? Who do you think they agreed with? I have not clicked. Yeah, it was a poll.
Yeah, we just found out.
I have not clicked the poll.
What were the answers?
It says who got it right? Corporate Greg, Big CY. I have not clicked it yet, so I have no idea what the poll says.
Okay, we got to work on our poll questions. I don't know. I'm going to say most people probably agreed with you because people like to believe
that
this
team can
do.
You're going to vote for yourself.
Yeah, 68% Corporate Greg, 32% Big CY. I'm sorry, sir. The
votes are
people have spoken,
and it's for me.
what I'm saying, though, is winning 3 in 10 years is not out of the question. San Francisco did it. Other teams have done it.
Yep, the Red Sox, I think, did it.
I don't see that really. Look, getting into a situation where we're visualizing 3 is just a lot for me. When you can't get past the Snakes or the Padres in the last 2 years, okay, you've made some changes. Okay, you've upgraded your pitching. If we're getting into multiple trophy talks, there's an element of cart being before the horse there, Bergman.
So then what is your number? 10 years for Shohei Ohtani. How many championships do they need to win to make it a successful contract?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think that they need to win any further contract to be successful because of what you said. They're going to make their money back anyway.
It's like, not about money.
Here's the thing. You've got to pick if it's not about money, then why do you keep bringing it up? Like, you've got to pick.
I didn't bring it up here.
You brought it up when you said if it doesn't work out, he still pays for himself, and that's why you pay him so much.
My point here is this.
If you're going to rate success, you've got to choose which one you're actually talking about. If the reason why I don't think that they ever need one for him to be successful is because they'll make their money back. I don't actually think it's that big of a deal. Like, they're not going in the poorhouse for signing Ohtani. They're certainly going to grow their fan base. They're certainly going to be more popular. They're certainly going to make more money. And I'm not saying that because I root for greed. I don't. I just know that that is the reality of the situation. They're not in this, in my opinion, strictly to win more baseball games. That is obvious from the fact I'm giving him this much cash and you don't even know if he's going to pitch. That being said, if you're going to rate it by whether or not they win World Series championships, I would say 1.
1.
You know why?
1 is successful.
Because they won. Okay, name me the last time they won a World Series.
2020.
And the time before that?
1988.
Bingo, bango. Okay? The standard is not as high in reality as a lot of people like to act that it is in their minds.
It's not about history, though. You can't really go back into history of when
everything
they won.
The Dodgers talk about is about history,
well, no,
though,
we're
Greg.
Talking about winning championships now with the team that we have now. The expectations are winning now. And it's not about we're not laying back on our championships from years past. We're saying we want them now. We don't have enough right now. So,
okay, but what you want
I'm not going by if they can win because they haven't won in a while. I'm going because they can win because they should have been winning multiple championships in the last 10 years.
Okay, that's what we're going to disagree on. But what I'm saying is that I don't think this current makeup of guy, I mean, this current roster, okay, yeah, I'll start with 1. That will be successful because that's just what the reality of what baseball is right now, never mind for this franchise, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that there's a world in which you're going to start counting chickens well before they're even out of the daggone hatch, never mind, you know, out of the shell, if you will. Like, I don't think that's healthy for the franchise, and I also don't necessarily believe that How do I explain
so,
this?
So luckily,
I don't think it really makes that much sense to really worry that much about it if you're really concerned about growing your game.
And so luckily for us, we do not work for the Dodgers or are in the front office. We are fans of the Dodgers and we are, you know, fans of the game that we can be excited about things that are not money-based for them. We can be excited about the amount of chips that we actually get. And so I can legitimately say I am going to be happy with, I'm not going to be happy if it's less than three because of everything that they're doing. As a fan of this team and been watching them my entire life, I need three championships. We are not one of the a small market team. We are a big market team. We should be on the same level of the Yankees, just like the Lakers and the Celtics are on the same level with their championships. We should be.
I don't think the Yankees
that.
Are going to win no three World Series in the next 10 years either.
But
what are you talking about?
But no, not right now. But they've done it multiple times and they did it four
it's
or
happened
five
once.
Years.
And the other times before that, the game wasn't even integrated. Like what?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I mean. Three championships in 10 years is a major miracle, basically, in Major League Baseball,
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned.
I agree, but that's something that they should be doing. I am completely on board with it. And I don't have to worry about what the front office thinks. Because
yeah,
as a fan, I can be – this is what I want.
Well, yeah, I don't necessarily know, and I'm being very earnest about this, whether or not that's something that anybody outside of – maybe not anybody outside of fans cares about. But like I said, if you're going to – not you. If one is going to tell me, well, the money you sign Ohtani to doesn't particularly matter because, A, he deferred it so they can get other players on the roster, and, B, because you're going to make it back anyway. Well, that kind of tells me on some level that winning is only part of the equation. And not all of it. And, you know, we'll see how the rest of this shakes out in terms of what Friedman can do in the front office. But I'm really, really, really excited to see how determined this team is when it comes to the regular season and when it comes to what hopefully ends up being the postseason next year for sure.
Absolutely. And I don't care if they win 85 games, but win a chip. It doesn't matter to me. As long as they get into the playoffs, that's all I care about. But they should win 90-100.
We got Game of Games coming up next. Is it
yes,
time?
Yes, sir. Yes,
it
sir.
Is time. Coming up.
You going to play DeMarco?
Oh, games. Oh, DeMarco's here, too?
Yeah, DeMarco's here.
Yeah.
You guys got to tell me when other people come.
He just walked in.
I can't
That's
hear
not true
I
because I saw him in the back room 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
Oh,
don't
you
lie
got my headphones.
To me.
So he's talking to me because he can't hear you because he didn't put his headphones on. He is a broadcast professional that did not bring headphones into a studio with a guy on a Comrex.
You didn't have to help.
Thank you, DeMarco.
We're a big market. We should be winning championships every year. Can't even get DeMarco some dag-on headphones. It's ESPN 710 Mason in Ireland.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right. Gregory, you want to take this away? Sure. Tell us everybody who's in the room and turn it over because I am sitting in my kitchen.
Because you're in your kitchen. Don't worry about it. And we can see your microwave. So that's it looks like a
yes,
nice
so
microwave.
You know what time it is.
Yes, exactly. So it is Laura's game today. And it's going to – so playing is going to be me, you, CY, DeMarco Farr, and Brian Cohen.
All righty.
So my game is super easy.
Are you keeping track, Laura?
Greg, I feel like you're the one that should probably keep score because you know the best way to – you're the most experienced at this.
I probably should have thought of that ahead of time. I need a pen.
Oh, sort of like I probably should have thought of connecting to the Comrex more than 2 minutes.
It's a totally different thing. You didn't come on till
late.
Wow.
Shut
You've been holding on to that for the entire show,
I know. I honestly just thought of it. As soon as you said, I should have thought of this earlier.
I feel like he's been hanging on that.
No, I wasn't.
Ideally, hand me a pen.
If you hadn't used the exact same phrasing that you used in that scenario, I would have never thought twice
about
it.
That's
hilarious.
So it
triggered my memory.
Oh, see, what's up, CY? How are you, man?
Right, I'm good, man.
Long
so
time.
Were you in the stadium yesterday?
The building, right on the sideline.
So you saw Mr. Ohtani with your eyeball.
I did. It was awesome. Yes.
Huge human, right?
He
very large
human.
Man.
He is a real person.
Yes.
All right, let's standing get, right there. It
let's get
awesome.
Into all of that after Game of Games. We have plenty of time to talk to DeMarco.
I was stalling for you. It's called a vamp, kiddos.
No, we're all good. We're all good. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Right,
let's go.
Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready? There you go. All right, so we've been talking a lot about Christmas because Christmas is on Monday. And I know some of y'all procrastinated and didn't get any gifts and are going to go shopping either tonight or tomorrow. But I have a game, and it's going to be higher or lower. I will give you a gift idea. And I got all of these from goodhousekeeping.com. They put together a list of the 55 most trendy and popular Christmas gifts. They're a little funky, I'm not going to lie. And all the prices that I got are from Amazon because they had different ones, but I wanted to keep it consistent. Yes, Amazon. So the first one, a wireless mobile mini color printer. Is the price lower or higher than $75? Greg, we'll start with you.
That is going to be lower.
Okay, DeMarco?
A mini mobile printer.
Yeah.
Color.
Color printer, 75. I'm going to go higher.
Okay. Brian?
I'm going to go higher on this one, too.
And Clinton?
I'm going to go higher, too. But honestly, if you'd asked me, I think I would have said 75. So that's the only reason I'm going higher. I'm
okay,
all
okay, okay. Well, only one person got it right because it's lower.
Right.
$70.
It's a mini
printer.
Okay.
It's a mini player. Wow. Mini printer.
You heard my explanation. I thought 75 was actually a reasonable number. So I thought maybe it's going to get higher. But
okay.
You're right.
The second one, which I don't know who would need this, but hey, to each their own. A rechargeable hand warmer. A rechargeable hand warmer.
You don't need to get new ones or shake it.
Is it higher or lower than $20? And we'll go with Clint since you went last.
I'm going to say lower because those things are very rarely worth more than that. So I wouldn't pay more than that for those items.
Fair. Brian?
I'm going to go higher on this one.
Okay. Greg?
I am going higher as well.
And DeMarco?
Got to be lower. Lower.
All right. It is actually $24.
Brian, there we go, buddy.
Higher.
I have no concept of the value of a dollar.
Right. Getting took.
All right.
It's rechargeable. You got to think. You got to.
Okay.
Right.
That makes it a difference.
Guess
$4.
$5. Now, you know?
Okay. All right. Here's another one. An electric candle lighter. Electric candle lighter. Is it higher or lower than $10? And we'll start with DeMarco first.
Got to be lower.
Okay.
I mean, electric candle lighter? What are you paying for that?
What is an electric candle lighter?
Yeah, what makes me say okay to $10? Okay,
I don't even know what that is.
I can.
Does it plug in?
So it says, with the sleek and slim design, this easy-to-use electric candle lighter can be used up to 500 times on a single charge.
If somebody spent more than that, I'd be mad at you.
Okay, so it's just a lighter, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How big is it?
Oh, it doesn't look that big, but it's either higher or lower. Yeah.
Okay, buddy. I'm trying to break it down here. I don't want to get robbed yet again by the Christmas Grinches that are overcharging for everything.
Higher or lower than $10?
I'll say higher. I'd say it costs $15.
There's no haggle.
So DeMarco said lower. Clinton said higher. Brian?
I'm going to go lower on this one, too.
Okay, and Greg?
Yeah, I'm with the other guys. Lower. Absolutely.
It is. $7, people.
That's still too much.
$7. Yeah, I think so, too.
Agreed.
All right. Here's another one. Ready?
Yeah.
A three-in-one charging station, and it charges your Apple Watch, iPhone, and AirPods.
Oh, I've seen that thing. It's
okay,
actually
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
right.
Pretty cool. I didn't see how much it
is
costs,
is it
though.
Higher or lower than $50? And Greg will go first.
Let's see. That it's a pretty cool thing.
It's really cool. I actually want one.
I feel
one.
Like it's one of those things that doesn't cost very much to make, and they make a ton. I'm going to go lower.
Okay. Brian.
I'm a Greg on this one. I'm going lower.
DeMarco?
I'm going to say higher, but not by much. That's
this is another one. We're like, that thing costs $50 to me, so I don't know where to guess. I'm going to say higher just because I'm going to go with DeMarco.
All right. It's actually $30.
Oh, yeah, bro.
$30. Yeah. I feel like that's a steal, and I want it.
I was going to say. Also, apologies to everybody whose Alexas are going off and their Googles and Instagrams are listening
to
all of this.
Sorry about that.
We're
going
to start getting a lot more ads.
All right.
So the score real fast. Greg 4, Brian 3, DeMarco 1, Clinton still
Zero.
Yet to scratch.
Wow, Clinton. I have a lot, so Greg, whenever you want to call it, like we
can. So we probably only have a few more minutes. Let's give Clinton a chance and go 4 more.
All right.
I ain't getting no 4 more.
All right, here we go. We gotta chop it up real quick.
All right.
Custom neon sign. A custom neon sign. Is it higher or lower than $35?
Who's first?
Clinton.
It's got to be higher.
Okay, you said higher. Okay,
yes.
Clinton said higher. Brian?
No.
Yeah, it got to be higher.
Okay, Greg?
I'm going to say lower.
DeMarco?
I'm going higher.
You should have went with Greg.
No.
It is lower.
Yeah, five for
$27.
Five.
That's called getting skunked on a basketball court. This is over. All right, there's no world in which
right.
I'm coming back.
No, here's another one. Here's another one.
Let's just do two more.
All right. Light lightsaber chopsticks.
Lightsaber chopsticks.
This is right up your alley, Clinton.
Is it higher or lower than $7?
This is not fair.
Ooh, than $7.
Than $7. This is
not fair. Okay, but
DeMarco would go
up my alley. They're in my drawer. As
Okay. All right.
So, I'll go first on this one, and I will say that they are higher.
Okay. And who wants to go next?
Yeah, to me, they're worth more than that, but so I would have to say higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's the same thing I'm saying. They're worth more than that to me, so I'll say higher. They were a gift.
And I think Brian. This is higher, yeah.
You guys are all right. Clint's on the board.
He's on the board. He's on the board.
Force is strong. By the way,
$13. $13.
Quick shout out. If any of you all are interested in holiday content, I do a Star Wars podcast for ESPN.
Nice.
Never Tell Me the Odds with our friends Art Okel and Ryan McGee. And we have a special holiday episode based on the Star Wars holiday. So never check tell that me out.
The we odds. Can call
I
it.
Yeah, it's over. I win.
Go see
Greg 6, Brian 4, DeMarco 2,
yeah,
Clinton
won.
1. Yes.
I got 2 chopsticks, though.
You know what things cost, Greg.
I'm very thrifty.
Clearly.
All right.
Let's. Oh, first of all, by the way, everyone loves a Game of Games brought to you by Call Jacob. Everyone loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anyone can fight, but Jacob is here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Let's go to Super Crosstalk.
Lot going on in the studio,
where's
Gregory.
Love Boat? Oh, where's Love Boat?
I'm seeing quite a few humans. Love Boat, where are you at, Cappy?
No, Love Boat doesn't say Love Boat until he hears woo, 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 woo.
There he is. And by the way, Chris Morales has just walked into the studio. He is in a full Santa outfit.
So
love it.
This made
I love
me
it.
Think of something to tie these two things together. I was in San Diego with my father this weekend, and we saw a Christmas-themed pooch parade right downtown in the gas lamp, and many dog owners were also dressed in costumes a la the look Morales has going on now. So there were various humans in outfits for Christmas that had their pets, Scott, also dressed up in outfits for the holidays, and they marched down along, I think it was 7th Street. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious.
So this past Wednesday night, I had a bunch of friends who, this is like the 5th year in a row, they do a charity Santa pub crawl.
Okay.
100 guys.
SantaCon.
Yeah, it's like 100 guys and girls all in Santa costumes.
Sure.
Bar hopping for the local lifeguard, you know, whatever it is, Del Mar lifeguards. So I'm not into it. I mean, I everybody likes to be in a Santa outfit. I sweat like a mofo in a Santa outfit, you know? So I went to this one restaurant where I knew they were going to be along the path, and I said, they'll all come to me.
Right.
And that's exactly what I did. I camped out, and then all the Santas came right to me. So I've got my Sunday Swagger Christmas shirt on.
Okay.
If you can, for those of you that are watching on YouTube. But I don't do the Santa costume. Clinton, I like what you got going on today.
Yeah, this is my Vans. It's from the Vans pajama collection. You know, typically acquired, very bespoke, where I get everything from the mall. You know, so it's very comfortable since I'm in my house. But yeah, Scott, I was very impressed by the costumery in South that day. They had one group that had their dogs dressed up as like the camels, mm-hmm. and they were the other wise men. It was insanely creative. I loved it.
By the way, Cappy, that shirt
some pictures.
Literally looks like a present.
Yeah,
like
it's
you're wearing
right?
a present.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I will tell you this,
please do
Gregory,
not unwrap these gifts while I'm on this camera.
Yeah, I want to tell you something right now. There will be a costume change along the way.
Oh, okay.
So
very well.
Certainly worthwhile checking out the YouTube portion of today's broadcast.
You going to be good with that, DeMarco? Are you going to have costume changes also?
No, I will not have costume changes. Not in here. No.
No?
No.
DeMarco, I did want to
I'll let Morales do it. Yes. What's up, CY?
What's up, man? I asked you before we started playing Game of Games about Shohei's general presence at SoFi. And
no,
that was
you
just,
questioned his very existence.
Yeah. That was just me killing time. Yeah. But, I mean, I hate to ask the trite question here. Like, did your opinion of the Rams change any after the win last night in anything other than a mathematical sense? Do you think this team is any better or worse than you thought going into this
game? I think they're hitting their stride. I really do. And it coincides with Matthew Stafford getting healthier and healthier since the bye. I mean, he's still wearing a bandage on his thumb. So it's still in the healing process. But the guy's got a world-class whip. When you got a quarterback like that, every Sunday could be easy, depending on who's on the other side. So, no, I'm not shocked at all. We kind of expected it. The game should have the final score wasn't indicative of
you know, the butt whooping it was, it was until there was a few mistakes there. But I think they're headed towards playing pretty good football, and they're going to be a tough out for anybody if they make the playoffs.
Okay, quickly. That was me doing my best John Ireland impression, bringing up a bunch of sports stuff and crosstalk. I don't actually care about sports stuff. Oh. I want to get to something different.
One thing I do
want to
know.
I saw a clip of Matt Stafford talking to his children, and his daughter said to him, "Have a good game, Daddy. Please don't get tackled." Ugh. And it was the most adorable thing I've ever seen. And I wanted to ask you, were your kids – did you have your kids while you were in the league?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they ever say stuff like that to you? What was it like when you saw them before?
No, I was
games?
The other way. Daddy, go get him.
Daddy, go hit him.
Daddy, go get him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was different. But, yeah, that was cute, man. That broke my heart, too. That's awesome.
That was a nice
I'm
moment.
Glad this guy's
that.
Getting his due. For guys like Greg, I know you,
well,
hate,
like
I know you hate on Stafford.
Stafford? I don't hate
You've
on Stafford.
You've always hated on
Stafford.
Everybody hates on Stafford.
Last year when he was injured, and I thought he was going to get injured again this year. See? And now he's healthy. He's healthy.
I'm glad he's getting this due. The guy is – he's awesome. He really is. He's
Just because he went to high school with Clayton Kershaw doesn't mean he's going to get hurt every year.
She's always taking a shot at the Dodgers.
I'm not taking a shot.
By the way, I'd like to give tribute to Clinton Yates. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
I love that. That was wonderful.
I appreciate that, Morales.
That was wonderful.
Quality zing.
That was beautiful.
Last thing I'm going to say is –
we wish Clayton still had that kind of zing his arm.
I am actively rooting for the Lions to play the Rams in the playoffs because that would be one of the best.
Who does Stafford root for? Kelly Stafford. Does she have to make combo jerseys for all her kids?
Wow.
That are half Lions, half Rams?
Wouldn't you love that, though, if the Rams had to go back to Detroit?
It's perfect.
Cappy, wouldn't that be great?
Oh God, that'd be awesome.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. I mean, the obvious storyline about, you know, Jared Goff, but then, you know, having Stafford go home. And by the way, all the experience on the side of the Rams, but all the, like, you know, sort of the momentum on the side of the Lions, it could be amazing. By the way, I would not count the Rams out in that game at all.
No.
Because I'll tell you something right now, as they've gotten themselves to this number six spot and they've gotten themselves to 8-7, after San Francisco, Philly, Dallas, I mean, I don't know that the Rams are not right there at number four or five.
It's definitely wild.
Oh boy, I mean, here comes. Here
see,
comes.
You hate on me. You think I hate.
No. Yeah.
I actually think he's right.
That's different. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we'll talk about that at 4:17.
The only thing I want to know, DeMarco, did you see Yamamoto at SoFi yesterday? Up and down.
I did not see Yamamoto. No.
Okay, you saw Ohtani.
I definitely saw him. Yeah, that was
there was
cool.
Reports he was and reports he wasn't, so I didn't know if you saw him.
Well, even if he did see him, would he know him?
Would I know Ohtani?
No, Yamamoto.
Do you have any idea what Yamamoto looks like when he's not wearing a baseball
uniform? No, I'd have to study the face again. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think most people do.
I'd have to go to Google and go to images.
Yeah. Greg seems to think that yesterday was Ohtani's big star turn. Him and Lauda, I think that all of a sudden he's going to break out and he's going to be like,
what's the big deal?
This big gregarious Morales type personality.
I think
the Dodgers fans want him to be the guy now.
You know, I think it's a start, DeMarco. I think it's the start of him changing his perception. When he was in when he was in with the Angels, he did nothing. Just like Mike Trout didn't do anything. Like, you didn't see him out. You
that
didn't see him
counted
doing,
as something being at a game.
Being at a absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're out. And also, he's in the locker room. He's doing social media. He's walking around down on the field. He's showing himself walking around. He's not just sitting in a booth by himself, like in a box somewhere.
Yeah.
He's actually out and about and going into the locker room, talking to the guys, having social. That's something new for him that we haven't seen in LA
yet. I actually
yet.
Got a chuckle. One of the guys said, you know, this is the first time I've seen a guy that's worth $700 million. Because Ohtani's out there, right?
Yeah.
Like 20 yards away. Was Stan Kroenke. I'm like, you see the guy every day.
That guy?
Right.
Sure.
You know?
Billions.
Right, billions. A little bit different. So it was just like, so that counts as something, what he just did.
Cappy.
It counts as a lot.
Oh, I think so. Okay. I think so, and here's why.
Wow. Because that's what Trout didn't do?
He did nothing.
Trout never did that. Not once.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, DeMarco. What I think Greg is trying to say is that if Ohtani would have showed up at a Rams game last night, as an Angel, people would have been like, oh, cool, Ohtani's here.
Yeah.
But because Ohtani shows up to a Rams game as a Dodger, that is a big deal. People cheer him as a Dodger. He is invisible as an Angel. That is what I think you're trying to say, Greg.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I do think, though, and I don't want to seem like I'm pouring cold water on something, because I don't. I personally would like to know a lot more about Ohtani's personality. I was at that press conference where it felt like a Super Bowl deal. Like, there were that many people there, and it was that packed in terms of the level of presentation there was there. I kind of want a little bit more of the guy. You know, we learned his dog's name. We learned a couple things, but I'm not saying this because he owes it to me as a media member or as a fan. Not remotely. I'm just interested in his personality because, hello, that's the kind of person I am, Scott, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and did you see there was a point where he was sitting in a suite last night, and he knew he was on camera, and he kind of put his hand in front of his face like, yeah. Like I'm almost like being bashful.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he's kind of cute. Like, and by the way, when he was with the Angels, he was all right. But now he's with the Dodgers, he's kind of cute. I'm interested. Wow. I want to know more.
It's like a girl gets a new haircut and a new car, and all of a sudden you're interested in her as opposed to before.
By the way,
she's still the same person.
I signed onto the YouTube, and I don't usually look at the chat. I just wanted to see Clinton Yates' drip, and it's nice.
Oh, thank you.
But I saw a comment in here.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ohtani will be hitting a Laker game sooner than later. Well, first they'd have to win a few for him to show up. He's not going to show up while they can't beat any team.
Stunned.
Shots after shots, man.
The banner reveal.
Yeah, ever since that banner came down, man, it's not
some
good.
Some of us said that they probably shouldn't hang a banner. They should probably just put the trophy in the lobby.
I remember that day.
By some of us, I mean me. I'm just saying.
You were right. It's just unfortunately, Adam Silver said, hey, you got to put that up so you do what's asked.
That's true.
I don't think they wanted to put that up. There's no part of me thinks that the Lakers are like, yes, can't wait to put this banner up.
Can you ever take it down?
No.
They wouldn't.
Well, now, if you see what they're doing, it's one banner, and they're just going to change they're just going to put numbers on it. So if they win next year, there'll be a 2024 number underneath it.
It's like what the high school does with sports they don't care about.
100%.
Wait, the banner moves?
No, stays there. They just add years to it.
Clinton
said, like high school.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Okay. So, Chris, you think Ohtani wants to come to a Lakers game, hey?
Ohtani doesn't do bits. That's a good comment.
Well, he does, kind of. His interpreter has a Hacksaw Hamilton haircut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they got the same stylist.
Really? I want to interpret for you.
Wow.
So, Chris, should we ask Ohtani to come to the 710 suite?
Oh.
You can.
Gosh. That you just don't let up, do you?
You can.
I mean, Ohtani's heard that the 710 suite's the place to be.
Is that right?
If Ohtani wants to go to the 710 suite, then yes.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm sure Sam Fiennes will be like, yeah, let's go.
The move here is to work out a relationship with his interpreter, Ipe. That's the move here, you know what I mean? Because nothing happens without him, so that's the way to go. I see DeAndre's on the board. Chris, I do have one last question before we split here.
Yes, he will.
What is the origin of your costume, your Santa situation? Where did you first get it and first wear it? And, you know, what's
well, let me move this monitor because it's getting in the way of the drip here.
I agree.
We need to see.
So underneath, we've got the Sunday Swagger. Cappy's got the ugly sweater polo. I've got the lit polo, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I've got the Sunday Swagger, the naughty hat. Now, this jacket goes back to the old morning show days when we first played dress up. We would eventually play dress up more than just Christmas, but that's a different thing. And I you know what I'm saying, DeMarco?
DeMarco, do you know what he's saying?
No.
He doesn't
to
know.
You sure, DeMarco?
No.
Yeah, that's really, it goes back to the morning show days where I would dress up for 2 weeks in this outfit and just terrify Keyshawn with mistletoe. And I brought the mistletoe today, DeMarco.
Uh-oh.
Just for you.
Oh, poor guy.
Well, I was going to ask, Chris, have you ever actually played Santa in a public situation?
I haven't.
Or even a private
which
one?
Is, it? Well, no. I play more Mrs. Claus in the private, but that's a different thing. No, I haven't, which is odd, actually. I have the size. I have the personality.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Okay. I also brought candy canes today for DeMarco.
No further questions.
You brought candy canes for DeMarco?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like big ones or little ones?
I got the little ones so he can handle it.
No, those are the regular size
candy canes. Right.
Well, not like big ones.
Candy canes.
You got him the little ones.
And then I got
he can handle it.
I got the Santa Pez.
There you go.
Santa Pez.
Hey, Pez is delicious. I don't care what people say.
So
what's in the other candy cane?
We got Skittles and milk chocolate kisses.
I don't know if people still eat Pez.
I'll take the Skittles.
People don't still eat Pez, DeAndre. People buy Pez, but they don't eat Pez.
Do you know where the headquarters of Pez is in America?
Where?
It's right outside of New Haven, Connecticut by Yale University.
Really?
No way. Didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Did you know that?
What you guys got coming
that?
Up for the
no
rest
idea.
Of the show?
Everybody knows
a lot of fun and frivolity, CY.
Okay.
A lot of nonsense. DeMarco's going to tell us how the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. Cappy will agree, and I won't. And then we'll talk about, maybe we'll get into, will the Lakers actually win a game before the new year?
It's looking a little doubtful.
Doubtful? Really?
Yeah. Look at who they have. They're going to lose to Oklahoma City. one of the better teams in the Western Conference. They're going to lose to the Celtics, one of the better teams, probably the best team in the NBA. They're not going to win very many games coming up.
Wow, that is really, really pessimistic of corporate Greg. I mean, aren't they entitled to win these games? I mean, come on, man.
It's not downer.
What's
I'm just
wrong with
being
you?
Honest. My God.
So, Marco,
I mean,
are you
going
to sit this close to me? Are you going to sit this close the entire show? Because I need room to do bits.
You mean, like, this close to you?
Like, it's odd. Like, we're going
to
be the only ones in here. And you're
I'm making you uncomfortable.
Oh, not uncomfortable, but you're just.
He needs room to do bits, man.
Wow. Okay.
He also needs room to hang another banner. To Marco Farr, Scott Kaplan, for Greg Bergman and Clinton Yates. It's been Mason in Ireland. Thanks, guys. Have a happy weekend. Take it away, boys.